to Tea Time. This is a weekly pop culture podcast on the Ringer Podcast Network. I'm Liz Kelly.
I'm Kate Hallowell.
And I'm Amelia Wedemeyer. And today we're checking in with Tea Time's 2021 Summer Awards.
Exciting stuff.
Yes. We got a lot of fun categories and a good variation of answers, I would say. I thought that Bennifer would be the answer to every single one, and it's not. So stay tuned. But before we get into the show, let's take a quick break.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower what's next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client. This episode is brought to you by Lincoln and the all-new 2024 Nautilus Hybrid, featuring a customizable 48-inch panoramic display, available Revel audio system, and available perfect position front seats with active motion massage. Oh my God, the world isn't wide enough. Visit Lincoln.com to learn more. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates.
All right, Tea Time Summer 2021 Awards. What a time. I can't believe it's come and gone as fast as it has. Let's start with some good stuff. Favorite summer celeb news item. Who wants to go first? Amelia?
Sure. I would say it's not all of it has been happy, but I have been titillated by the just frustrating, engrossing saga that is Britney Spears and her conservatorship. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, you know, some good will finally come of it. But that has really, I've spent hours like watching things and reading things all about it. And again, you know, I hope she'll finally be free, but that has taken up a lot of my summer, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I realize I preface this award by like, let's start with the good, and that's not necessarily
true.
But I do agree. I spent a lot of my summer researching this. Mm-hmm. I came in kind of blind. I can't lie. But it's definitely taken like the celebrity world by storm, and I've been like super focused on it. Now for like months, it's been ongoing, I feel like, in headlines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, it will hopefully end up well. It's looking more optimistic by the month. So I think this counts as good news. Hopefully she will be free by the fall. So
love that.
Yeah.
I think, Kate, your answer is not that good. You say your answer. Your favorite summer celeb news item.
I mean, you guys, you got it with the heavy stuff, with the legal stuff, with all of like the things that are going on in the world. Sometimes you need to stop and think about Lil Uzi Vert's $24 million forehead diamond and the logistics of that choice. And that has been my favorite celebrity news item because it's such a Tea Time specific thing, you know, along with his decision to buy a planet. Like these are the things that bring me joy when I see them in an outline. These are the things on Twitter that I would rather just stop and think about, like, what is it like to choose to put a diamond in your forehead? What are the biological repercussions of such a choice? And it just brought me more joy than any other celebrity news item this summer. So thank you, Lil Uzi Vert, for your insane decisions. And I hope they continue well into the fall.
I like that this is like corner. I think I signed you this at random and you were kind of pissed at the start and now you actively care about it. That's a job well done.
Thank you.
I think my favorite celebrity news item, still Bennifer.
Gotta be.
It took me so long to even believe that this was real. It felt so insane and so like just made up like out of some weird fan fiction on some dark web that took me months. It started in April. You know, we started seeing paparazzi photos. Now, all these months later, they are like full-blown house shopping, Ben's photograph, ring shopping, which turned out to not actually be ring shopping. Anyway, these two are serious and I know we're going to talk about them like throughout this pod, but that was definitely my favorite. Like, couldn't believe it. Spent a lot of time thinking about it. Really took the world by storm, I feel like.
It also it just gave us the celebrity gossip that we had been missing and in such an expert way, like the way that they manipulated us as a society and made us care about their, you know, them kissing at Nobu or like her 50th birthday party and the pictures and the cigarettes and the balcony and like their kids, like just every little choice that they have made has been so, I don't want to say calculated, but just so perfect and so expert. And like, they're just such like capital C celebrities that it just has been very refreshing from a celebrity gossip perspective.
Definitely. And I think there's something to it with the whole, you know, we're reexamining a lot of the way we treated people like 20 years ago. And, you know, you can argue, well, I mean, I think there's a really good argument for them not being treated great by the paparazzi. And there's, you know, there's a, I think I read an article in Slate or something that was like how it's a reexamination of how, you know, the coverage of them was really just, it was, if you look back on it, some of it was really offensive. And like he was being billed as like this huge movie star. And it's like, why would you ever go out with this, you know, diva who was like just cheapening your brand and everything. And it was filled with misogyny and racism. And it's like, kind of like we're able to relive this and be a lot nicer, I guess, about it. So that's kind of, that feels
And also
nice
like
too.
They're in control now, you know, like they are exerting control over like this industry that maybe didn't treat them so well before when they were together. So it's just like a mulligan where like they are calling the shots. And I just love to see it. They're doing such a good job.
Yeah. Next award for messiest celebrity behavior. Kate, who are you nominating?
I'm nominating John Mulaney and Olivia Munn for stepping out on the town before the ink on the divorce papers had cooled. Their John Mulaney's divorce announcement was May 10th. Obviously, the divorce happenings and proceedings had happened before this, but the announcement was May 10th. The first article about John Mulaney dating Olivia Munn, May 13th. They were spotted out together for the first time, like paparazzi pictures probably staged in June. So it's just, it was too soon. In my opinion, it was not particularly tasteful. And for a guy that just made his brand on like being pretty family friendly and like just being very loved by the internet, it was very messy behavior.
That's a good one, I have to say. Millie, do you agree?
Yeah, I do. I think it's, I don't know. I think it's unfortunate.
He fumbled it. I mean, obviously, you know, he had just come out of rehab and like he's been going through a lot of personal issues, but just the way that that whole thing unfolded was tough on several levels, I would say.
Yes. And there's also like an interesting element to Olivia Munn, I think, because I think in recent years, she's become like a lot more likable almost. Or maybe I'm the only one who thinks that. I don't know. Because she seemingly has stood up for a lot of good things. Because I think there was, I don't even want to get into it, but there was this whole thing where she stood up for someone on her cast. It was like someone who was a female and there were like assault allegations and stuff. And I think she's been using her platform for a lot of good things lately. But I know you guys were talking in our Slack earlier about how a lot of thornier details from her like 2011 book, which I didn't even know she wrote a book, had come out and leaked over to TikTok and people were discussing that. And it's just like,
I mean, listen,
but change is good. I mean, if you're, I didn't hear
change
about
is
that.
Good,
I
for sure.
That.
Yeah.
Nobody's perfect. I just think, you know, just wait a while. That's my only takeaway. Just wait it out. You know, you don't have to be out on the town right now.
Agreed.
Sure.
My nomination, and I say this with all the love in my heart, is Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker. They gave us so much good stuff this summer. I'm very grateful. But some of it was a little messy, I think, I would say.
Yeah.
I realized that it was April 18th when Travis posted that Instagram of Kourtney sucking on his thumb in like that, like staring right at the camera in a way that reminded me of something her sister did. But it has been good mostly, but they've been like everywhere all of the time on Instagram. Now they're traveling, which is amazing because he's flying with her, which is awesome, but a little messy at times, I would say.
Yes.
I think Scott would agree with you.
I can't actually believe this isn't a regular pod. I would spend so much time talking about that, but Scott is messy all the time. I think this is like a really fun messy. Like they're so in love. Yes. They're like kind of, I don't know what. It feels like they're teenagers just like running around the world.
It's more, they're just like horny on Maine, you know? Like they're just, the PDA is just, it's a different, it's like a good messy, but also like, I don't necessarily want to see all of it, you know?
Right.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Agreed.
Very like get a room energy. Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Right. Who's your pick?
I was going to say like the Baldwin, like Alec Baldwin and his family, but like I'm afraid of him. So I'm going to say that I say this with, I think there is a chance for her to be redeemed, but Chrissy Teigen, mm-hmm. she just, you know, she's done good things, but she's also been kind of obnoxious lately. And I think, you know, the way she treated Courtney Stodden was not okay, but she apologized. But then she did the apology in a way that sounded very insincere. And that wasn't cool. And then she made a big deal of like, I'm logging off, okay? And then she like only to come back. And it's just like, okay, all right, yeah. Just please just go away for a while, okay? Please.
Yeah. All of these choices can just be solved by just logging off, just staying home for a while, you know?
Right,
like,
true.
John Mulaney, Olivia Munn, like, do what you will in your own home. Courtney and Travis, like, just don't suck his thumb on Instagram. Chrissy Teigen, like, just log off for just a while, you know? Like, all of these people,
off. Just
do less.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. We actually haven't talked about Chrissy Teigen in a couple episodes. I'm very grateful. It feels like it's been a while.
I know.
There you go.
Really happy.
I guess she has logged off just for a little bit.
Okay,
for a while.
Well, thank goodness.
Maybe. There you go.
Because I genuinely do want to like her. And I think I have before. So
that's true. I have as well, I have to say. Okay. Let's do best summer fling. Kate, go ahead.
Liz Kelly showed some incredible foresight early in the summer by saying, I feel like a lot of celebrities are in Australia, you guys. Like, let's just like look at which celebrities are hanging out in Australia. And during that segment, Tea Time Investigates, which is rare nowadays, we were like, wow, weird. It looks like Taika Waititi is dating Rita Ora. Like, could this be true? It turns out Liz Kelly is ahead of the game on Taika and Rita, who have now been just all over Australia, all over the world, with all of their celebrity friends. And my favorite aspect of their summer fling was the weekend where they were photographed on a balcony with Tessa Thompson. Just very close, very like throuple. My throuple watch senses were tingling. and, you know, it turned out like they were just hanging out. They were just having like a fun, sexy time. But there was that one day where we thought we had Taika, Rita, Tessa. And that was my peak summer fling. Chaotic, doesn't make sense, but I love it. And I'm honestly in on Taika and Rita. Taika and Rita. I think they're just very chaotic and strange, and I'm very entertained by their antics.
Sure.
Sure, Kate. You can have that. You could have
that. Thank you.
I am personally picking. I know this is like extremely last minute, but I'm adding it because I think it's important. Channing and Zoe Kravitz are like very strong contenders for best summer fling. They're New York street style, walking around. She's carrying like a little bouquet of flowers, like everywhere they go. It's so good and so sexy and amazing. And they're such a hot couple together. And they're just like in great outfits, just like walking around aimlessly on a bike at times in New York. And we were comparing this morning those paparazzi photos to the ones that he has with Jenna Dewan, which I know was a while ago now. So the style is outdated anyway. But just the difference. He like really is like on a come up right now. And I think it's thanks to her.
Zoe and Channing like just are operating at the highest level from day one, you know, like,
yeah,
they did not take any time to like, you know, just kind of have awkward, like actual unplanned pictures. Like they came into game. They're like looking their best. They're frolicking in the streets of New York from day one.
Yeah.
And it's just incredible stuff from them.
Yeah, and they like look really, they look really serious. They're just like so, I don't know, I think I romanticize New York too much, but they just look perfect together in this setting. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
I agree.
Sure.
Totally. Milia, who's your pick?
This is for all of my reality TV heads. I would say Kristen Cavallari of Laguna Beach, and she was also on The Hills, and she had her own very Cavallari TV show, which I don't think is on anymore, is it? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it recently ended. Has been seen out and about, I guess, with Chase Rice, who is a country western singer. And he might also be known, if you are a huge Survivor fan, he played and got runner-up on the season Survivor Nicaragua, which I think was back in 2009. And then also, if you are a Bachelor fan, he appeared on the season, the Peter, Pilot Peter season, where he had a fling with the evil contestant Victoria F, and she and Peter ran into him at a concert because he was one the anonymous country singer that was singing on their date, and she was like, "I can't do this anymore." Yeah, and that was a whole thing, and yeah.
Wow. Really, I feel like this hits all your corners of interest. It just is absolutely zigzagging around. Yeah. Wow. Yep. This makes sense for you.
I know. I was really shocked, but I'm kind of excited over this couple. I'm like, okay, yeah, cool. Good for you. Both of you.
So. Okay. On the flip side, so that was Best Summer Flings. Now, what couple do you guys think will survive the winter? It's tough on celebs, tough in general. I am personally going to pick Rihanna and A$AP Rocky. It was May 19th when that GQ profile of him came out where he called Rihanna the love of his life and my lady and all this stuff. They've also, we talked about this then, but they've been connected on and off since like 2013. Just feel like they're strong, solid, rock star of a couple. Mm-hmm. I believe in them. I think they're going to make it through the winter. What do you guys think?
I agree. They're low key enough that like, I think they're good. You know, like they're not out, you know, just sort of like raising any PR flags or not, you know, being really messy like some of these other celebrity couples.
True.
I think they're low key enough like that I think we can consider that to be pretty serious.
Yeah. Okay, good. Glad you agree. Who's your pick, Kate?
Well, speaking of PR red flags, Zendaya and Tom Holland, it was Zendaya's birthday this week, and Tom Holland posted a picture of her, of both of them in the dressing room for Spider-Man. And he was like, you know, happy birthday to my MJ. And something about it, I think across the board for all of us, raised like our PR relationship red flags a little bit. Like, I think there's still part of me that's like, you know, they're very close friends, obviously. Like, this could very easily be real. But there's just something about how we've seen their relationship play out in relation to the Spider-Man trailer and the Spider-Man press tour, which has already started. However, I am choosing them as the couple to survive the winter because Spider-Man doesn't come out until December 17th. So they are in it for at least the fall into the winter.
Sure.
They can't break up before the movie comes out, or at least we won't know about it if they do. So if it's real, great. And I think they're stuck together at least until it comes out just for, I don't know, press sanity reasons. And if it's fake, they're definitely stuck together until after it comes out. So either way, like they're well into 2022.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
I think you're right. Oh, God. Oh, my gosh. Well, my answer is pretty obvious. I think Bennifer's making it to the aisle this time around. You laugh now.
Please.
Seriously, watch it happen.
Right. Yeah, I know.
I think so. Because you know what? I do believe that they are doing a lot of PR stuff. Like, this is great PR for both of them. However, I believe you can have PR and actual love. And I think there's love there. So
yeah,
I love that optimism.
I came to you so early on, was like, is this real? I'm not sure. You were from the start like, yes, believe me, it is. So I believe you here too. I'll trust
you. Thank you.
Yes. I'd like to see them in a really bougie, amazing wedding together. That'd be awesome. Okay. Speaking of bougie, what is the best celebrity summer vacation that we saw, Kate?
My favorite celebrity summer vacation moment was the Harry Styles, Olivia Wilde yacht pictures when they were on vacation in Italy. They went on vacation after he finished filming My Policeman over in Europe. And it was just a redux of the Harry Kendall Jenner yacht, just revamped for 2021. It was at the same time that Jason Sudeikis was doing kind of like these sad interviews about his life. and then you just like saw Olivia and Harry just like cavorting on this yacht, like a lot of PDA, a lot of very short shorts and tattoos. And it just was like a very special 2 days in my life where I was every day on the Harry Styles daily accounts that I follow on Twitter and have followed for years. Like there was just something new and it was something crazy. And Harry Twitter was in meltdown at all times.
Yeah.
So that's what I want out of my celebrity vacations always.
Yeah, I agree.
Sure.
I personally am picking Jordan Woods and Karl Anthony Towns, and I am omitting a location because celebrities have stopped tagging their Instagrams, and it's very frustrating because unless you get a paparazzi photo, you don't know exactly where they are. And there's like a lot of places in the world that have the blue water that looks like, you know, animated and the big green mountains, all that stuff. But these two have had a fantastic summer together. And I know oftentimes as soon as we start talking about her, I start being like, and she's doing like, she just is glowing post, you know what, whole drama, which I won't spend any time comparing her more to, but she looks fucking great. They are so in love. They are I did a lot of research, went to St. Lucia at some point this summer, but they've been on multiple vacations that look like this.
Yeah.
And they're just so in love. And she's just like, just the most stunning human being. So I'm going to give it to them. Their trip looks great. And they're just like very cute together. I like them a lot.
I like them too. And I think that's great. But I need him to get back in the gym. Okay. Yeah. We'll be, he's like the Timberwolves central player here. And I mean, you know, it's not like I've said on this podcast.
Focus up, my guy. Yeah.
There are Minnesota teams suck. And it's just been, you know, tragic for us. But so, Carl, love you. And I'm so happy for your relationship. But I'm going to need you to get back in that gym. Okay.
No, yeah, I love this tough love out of you. I was not expecting this.
I'm sorry. It's just like, you know, I think that's great. You deserve to go on vacation. I'm not saying you don't deserve it, but yeah. I'm going to need you to get your head in the game and like be worth all that money. All right. Thank you.
So you can keep taking Jordan on these like fucking luxury vacations. Yeah,
exactly.
All right. Who's your pick, Amelia?
I just wrote, can I just go with Bennifer on that yacht, Italy? Because they he was rubbing her ass like that. Jenny from the Block video. And it's just, again, you know, like we were saying before, they play to the camera, but also they're having a good time. So that was exciting for me. That was like a highlight of my summer personally. So.
Yes. Honestly, same. The day pictures came out, it was just peak celebrity gossip moment. Great stuff.
It was pretty great.
Okay. Who is the summer Olympian that you guys are still following on Instagram/TikTok?
This is a great question because like I always say, you follow a lot of Olympians during the Olympics and then like I just immediately get tired of some of them as soon as they're no longer relevant to my life. I will say I still follow Eric Shoji, who's the libero for the U.S. men's volleyball team, because he's been creating a lot of very funny content about how they lost. And I just love a good sport. And he also is from Hawaii. So like a lot of good like location-based content as well. He's good on TikTok. And then also I just will always follow the U.S. women's national team. Like they're all of the soccer players all the time. I want to see you together. I want to know who you're dating. I want to see your weddings and your babies and your fashion lines and all of it. So I will follow them forever. As long as they keep giving me like that Suits content, like I'm in.
Yeah.
Amelia, what about you?
I love that. I discovered him like towards the end of the Olympics, but his name is Kanoa Igarashi, and he's this Japanese surfer, and I'm like really into surfing because they started a new surfing TV show on ABC right after the Bachelor in Paradise show that I watch. And so I was like, all right, looks like 3 hours of television down the tube on Mondays and Tuesdays. And I've just been like really into watching surfing and skateboarding. So, you know, love that content. He's also hot. So like I'm into that as well.
There you go.
And then also, you know, I got to shout out Suni Lee. Love her. And she's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. My dad and I were debating whether this was a good idea. Yeah.
Interesting. I think so. She's not like a celebrity yet. So it seems a good opportunity for her to like
That's
really.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Right. And my dad was like, you need to be in that gym all the time. And I was like, okay.
You know, a lot of people do get hurt on Dancing with the Stars. Incredibly high rate of injury.
It's true.
This episode is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle. Things are expensive these days, especially for businesses, from the materials to distribution, borrowing, wages, everything costs more. That's why businesses are making the smart choice and graduating to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. If you want to reduce costs and headaches, this is how you do it. It's never a bad idea to save money. Like, right now, we got, you know, summer's coming up. Do you want to go away? Where are you going? Are you renting a place? You doing Airbnb? Going to a hotel? Need a little money for all that stuff. Why not try to save some money now? Over 37,000 companies have already made the switch. Do the math. See how much you'll profit with NetSuite, especially right now, because now through April 15th, NetSuite offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/ringer. That's netsuite.com/ringer. This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower What's Next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client. This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over two decades? See how far they'll go. Get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com, tap the banner to learn more. Baseball is something else.
Okay, let's do the next award for best summer meme / TikTok trend / social media moment.
Okay, so I picked a meme that is absolutely impossible to describe on a podcast if you haven't heard it. So if you've seen it, which you probably have, it's the Anakin and Padme meme that really just dominated social media this summer. If you haven't seen it, I'm so sorry for what you're about to hear, but it is a series of images from Attack of the Clones, which is a movie from 2002. And my favorite part about this meme is there's like no reason for it to be popular in 2021. Like it just happened organically. Like there's no timeliness. Like for some reason, this image just caught on, which is always the funniest kind of meme, in my opinion. Right. But it's a picture of Anakin and like he says something. And then Padme agrees and is like laughing. And then Anakin says something else that's like a little bit sinister. And then Padme's like, oh no. And that's the best that I can describe it. And if you've seen it,
it's a four-panel picture.
Yes. And so it's like the first thing, I don't know. I genuinely can't do it justice because it translates horribly to a podcast. But this meme was everywhere this summer for like 2 months. And it just makes no sense. It makes no sense as to why this 2002 meme would suddenly pick up traction. I don't know why it happened, but it just cracks me up when things like this do. So that's my choice for favorite meme.
That's good. It was everywhere. And also I'll see on Twitter, like Anakin Skywalker is trending. Like people love Hayden Christensen as Anakin Skywalker. So maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know. It's weird.
They do. I don't quite know why, but they do.
My choice for best TikTok trend, it's more of a general answer, but all of the transition TikToks to every popular song, mostly Doja Cat or Megan Thee Stallion, really make me want to glow up or to like alter my appearance in some like really insane way. And I'm grateful that TikTok wasn't around when we were actual teenagers, because I think the pressure I'd feel would be that much greater. And I'm like freaking 28 now wanting a glow up. But it was just like it's a trend that it's like random that now we're adults and it's coming to be so popular because we never, Instagram didn't have it. Obviously weren't doing glow ups on Facebook. So I just like it. I appreciate it. It makes me want to like get really good at makeup or something.
And this also makes me feel better because I feel like when I was growing up, we always had this running joke about how like women in my family look totally different when we are not wearing makeup and like when our hair like isn't done, whatever. And then like when we are like all done up. And I feel like this whole TikTok trend hinges on the difference between like you before you're ready and after you're ready It actually makes me feel better because I always thought it was like just like genuinely I would like go to bars or something and people would look at my ID that where I like had makeup on and be like, "You, this isn't you." Or like the college cafeteria and I'd like be looking terrible and they'd be like, you can't use someone else's ID. And I'd be like, no, that's me. So, and then you take your glasses off and you do your hair or whatever. But it always makes me feel better when I see like these beautiful teens who like, look like anyone. And then they go through this whole transformation and they look like a movie star. And I'm like, wow, it's okay.
The teens are so good at makeup. So unfair.
Shocking. It's incredible. It's incredible. The resources that they have taken advantage of on the internet
God, I know.
I'm very impressed. I'm impressed with their initiative.
I am too, but it also makes me sad. I mean, not to be like an old sad person, but it does. Same. It's like that. Yeah. It's just like
there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure tied to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. And you don't need to be looking 25 at 15, okay? You'll have time to do that.
Very true. I just started using bronzer this year because I was looking at one too many TikTok videos. Was like, I got to learn something new. Okay, Amelia, who or what is your best summer meme, TikTok trend, social media moment?
This is probably going to, again, like age me. And I don't know. I was like thinking really hard, but this might be too springtime, but I really like that Agatha meme. It was Agatha after all. Or whatever.
Oh, from WandaVision? Where she's winking?
Yeah. Because it's a good picture. I don't know. Whatever. I don't want to talk about it.
Any Catherine Hahn content, you know I'm here for it. So I am all in on that.
True. Actually, we should trust your opinion the most because you work in social media. So maybe Agatha is going to win this category.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
So next one is best celebrity summer fits. And it pains me to say, I'm very sorry, but I will credit her stylist instead. Hailey Bieber just has like incredible clothes and has amazing fits. She helps that she's like paparazzi to everywhere she goes. So she has a million ways to showcase all these outfits that were like very carefully curated for her. Mm-hmm. Last I heard her, I mean, she's been working with Maeve Riley for a really long time. Like Dumois is saying that they maybe have like had a falling out. So I don't know if that's still the case, but she did a lot this summer. She went on a road trip. They've obviously, her and Justin have been to Vegas. They went on some tropical vacation. They've been a lot of places. So wide range of outfits. And I just got to give it to her. She's why I got highlights. I was like, she just looks really good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Credit where credit is due. You also have someone else mentioned here that I wanted to talk about.
Yes, shout out Dua Lipa and perhaps her stylist instead, Lorenzo Pacheco. But Dua Lipa's been looking fantastic. So many bright colors. Everything I wish I could wear if I was a celebrity. So wanted to shout her
also
out.
Also, I know we make fun of her many vacations. The internet makes fun of how often she is taking vacations during a pandemic. But her bikini collection is so varied. And so daring. The other day she had like a crocheted bikini on that was like one flower over one nipple, like a pear over the other nipple. And it was like just a series of inches. I was like, girl, you're not moving anywhere in that. But I respect it. I respect the effort and the, I don't know, very strategic placement of some of her bikinis.
Very fun pop star style.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. My choice is Chloe Bailey and of Chloe and Halle. And I picked her because, first of all, her outfits are amazing. Her Instagram is amazing. She's incredible style. But a lot of her photo shoots are just in her backyard. And they aren't, you know, these like, you know, magazine photo shoots or fashion photo shoots or whatever. Like, it very much appears that she just has incredible clothes and knows she looks amazing in them and is like, okay, let's do a photo shoot next to my bush today because, like, I don't have anything else going on. And, like, I am really hot and I look amazing. And obviously, you know, there's a stylist element to this as well. But so a lot of this just seems to be her flexing her personal style, which is just amazing and colorful. And she just looks great. Every single time I see her on Instagram, I'm like, yes. And I just double tap with, like, such a fury. I love them. I love Chloe and Halle.
Amelia, who is your nomination?
You know, I cannot stop thinking about Zoe Kravitz in wearing that just beautiful cerulean blue dress. And she's talking to Channing Tatum and she's got her little sunglasses on and she has her little iced coffee. And it's just like, oh my God, I want an iced coffee now. I want to be in New York. She just
this
looks
is what
so
I'm saying,
good.
Amelia.
Yeah. No, you're 100% correct.
It does something to you. You're
it like, does. It's just like, do people in New York just like bike on top of each other? Like, I don't know. That's so cool. I don't
it's
know.
Like, I know we're smarter than that, but at the same time, like, maybe that could be me.
Exactly. And like, it's just like they're just straight out of like a Calvin Klein ad from like the late 90s. And it's just like, oh my God, they look so good. And she can pull off those tiny little sunglasses. She's one of the very few people who can. And it's just like, oh God, they look so good.
They're very effortless. You know, it's like they didn't think twice about any of this. This is just how they look and like what they're doing. And they just happen to be supermodels.
She just like threw something on, same with him. And it's just like, God, you've had that in your closet forever, but it's just, oh God.
This is just so like good. A Tuesday. Like there's none of
that. Just a Tuesday.
God.
Yeah. He's wearing like, just like a System of a Down, like band t-shirt. Yeah. And like, even that looks cool. I'm just like, fuck, that's cool.
I feel like she maybe bought, I don't know. Maybe this was waiting to rock his whole life, but
no, I think
it's
right.
Zoe Kravitz effect.
I yes. And he looks so good. She is a miracle worker. Yeah.
Everybody.
I mean, I love him, but exactly. And she's like, and also I watched the trailer for that Batman movie and she looks good in that too. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, God damn, I love her.
Someday we will get the Robert Pattinson, Zoe Kravitz joint press tour that we deserve. And it will be glorious when that day comes.
I'm out of my mind excited for that. Like just to see what they'll be wearing and how they'll be acting.
Incredible.
Oh my God. I can't believe you said that because now that's all I'm going to be thinking about for the next like 5 months.
Let's do the award for best regular person summer fashion trend. When we can't look like Zoe Kravitz, what are we working with instead?
Really adjusting our parameters here. Yeah. I have to say, have we talked about on this podcast how great it is that bike shorts are so firmly in? We talk a lot about like the jeans trends that we don't want to see, the Crocs trends that we don't want to see. But I don't think we discussed how beautiful it is that bike shorts are just in. They're everywhere. You can wear them anywhere with anything. Agreed. They're societally acceptable. And they're just, I never want them to go. Now we can just all be in our like Princess Diana phase as we transition into the fall.
Ooh, yeah. Where
just add a crew neck and like you're good to go. It's beautiful.
I love that.
So true.
I know.
So
I've literally bought like 5 pairs in the last 6 months. It's really bad.
Well, you sent me some recommendations because I bought some from Lululemon and they're like ripping at the seams and I've worn them like twice. So I need a better pair of bike shorts.
That sucks. What?
I know. I think I'm watching them wrong. We could discuss off mic. Anyway, my answer, I don't know if this will be popular amongst this crowd, but I am a fan of the like longer denim shorts. I think I've been so scarred by a lifetime of like trying to fit in those like Hollister low rise, you know, the shorts end right after the zipper ends. And it's just being tall. It's too much leg. It's so awkward. And I feel really uncomfortable wearing them. So I'm loving this renaissance of like a longer, cool, classy short. I know they're not, I can't even really rock them, but so I know they're like not the easiest thing to pull off, but I do appreciate them.
I agree completely. Totally. Also, on that note, shorter shorts for guys also still in.
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah.
I love that look.
Our shorts get longer, their shorts get shorter, and everyone's happy.
That's the way it should be. It should have been like that this whole time.
Yes.
Okay, song of the summer, a very important award. Kate, who are you giving it to?
It's still Good For You for me. I know the Olivia Rodrigo tour has kind of been like complicated by all this like, I don't know, songwriting stuff, but she is still dominating the radio. I am still constantly listening to her album. I think Sour was just a hit start to finish, and Good For You is still like, you say summer 2021 and I'm going to be like, that was the era of Olivia Rodrigo and Good For You.
Sure.
Yeah, I kind of agree. Although I'm giving a shout out to the song that's been stuck in my head for months on end. And that is Bezos by Bo Burnham's Inside.
Yes.
Any given day, I'm singing, come on, Jeffrey, you can do it. Pave the way, but you back into it. Literally, oh my God, it's the catchiest thing I've legitimately ever heard.
Yeah, I was at a local baseball game at the end of my like Indiana quarantine, and I was sitting among the Midwestern Republicans, and behind me there were like 2 7-year-old kids, and they were going, look at where you came from, look at you
look
now.
At you now.
It's like, this song is everywhere. Like, it is
it's so good.
Inescapable. And I almost actually put this in memes, and then I scrolled down and saw that you had it here, and I was like, you're right, it belongs in the Song of Summer. I also just got a press release about how they're releasing the vinyl of Bo Burnham's Inside. So if you want to own that, you know, you can. But yeah, it's been omnipresent. It's everywhere. It's all over TikTok. It is all over Twitter. And it's just...
It does something to me. It like nestles really deep in your brain.
It does.
Never leaves.
No.
Amelia, what's your pick?
God,
Song of the Summer.
That's good. Sorry. Well, now I feel stupid.
No, do it. This will make you happy.
I really like that Butter song from BTS.
Thank you so much.
I like it.
They just released a remix with Meg Thee Stallion. Have you heard that version?
I haven't. I still need to listen to that. But
it's great.
Yeah.
I love us screaming about Bo Burnham. And then the next thing is Amelia wrote, Butter is so good. Smiley face.
The smiley face was me. I added the smiley face.
Oh, good, good. Okay. Best summer read. We're actually pulling in Kaya for this one. She's a bookworm. Kaya, do you want to go first on the best summer read?
Sure. So I have two summer read feelings or suggestions, I guess. One is like down the middle and one is a little bit more out there, but I would really just recommend Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. Book talk is right sometimes. It's really good. It's really like everything you could want in a beach read. Kate, gotta do
it. I know. I told Kaya, I brought this book with me on vacation and it sat next to me at the pool for 7 days in a row and I did not open it. So I will get to it eventually.
That seems to be a consistent problem.
Yeah, it is. It is a problem.
Books haunting you and you just don't read them.
I know.
And then my suggestion that's more out of left field is Flea's memoir, Acid for the Children. And I think I recommended this one because I read it while having like the quintessential summer reading situation where I read it like by a lake and in the sun. And so I was like, this is just like my ideal summer reading situation. And also it was just like a really like interesting memoir. He has like a, I think a pretty cool worldview and like a good way of writing. So yeah, if, nice. If you're into that.
Those are good.
Great.
Those are really good.
Love it.
Okay. Kate, what's your pick?
My pick, much like the Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, I put Dune on here because if I have not read it by the fall, I need someone to come to my home and hit me in the face with it. I have had, I had planned to read it before the original Dune release date. And then Dune got pushed back a year. And I was like, I have the whole pandemic to read this book. And I still have not cracked open Dune. And I have it sitting on my bookshelf. It's been sitting on my bookshelf across the country. I've brought it with me everywhere. And I still have not read it. Not that long. I mean, it's not like it's Gone with the Wind. Like, it's fine. It's not anything crazy. It's certainly doable. And I should have, I need to do it, basically, is what I'm saying.
Is it like Harry Potter book four?
No. It's not that long. I have
that's
no,
like the
I have
longest
no
book
excuse.
I've ever read. So.
It's certainly not short. It's not short. But I just have to do it. And so I'm I'm including it here just to keep me, you know, I have to do it. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Amelia, what's your pick?
I usually don't really like fiction books. I like nonfiction, but one that, what was the one that, Kaya, what was the one that you said? I'm sorry. I totally, I just wrote it down. The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. Now I want to read that because I read a little summary of it and it looks, sounds
I'll
really
lend
good.
You, I'll lend you my copy since it clearly is not happening for me yet. Okay.
Thank you. But I would have to say I read Chuck Palahniuk's Snuff and I really like him. He's like the Cormac McCarthy for people who are more accustomed to John Waters than John Wayne. So if you like weird stuff, I would definitely read that book or pretty much read whatever else he's written. And he's written like Fight Club and Choke and other stuff. So
we got, I'll write all these down because I have got to get to reading, hence why I did not contribute to this category.
Okay, let me know how Dune is, Liz, when you get to it.
I don't think I will be getting to that one. You guys, what is the best summer show / movie?
I put Mare of Easttown because it seemed good like one. Kind of the water cooler show of the summer that we were all watching, we were all discussing. Just like a really engrossing mystery. And also, you guys know, like, I'm very tied to my early bedtime. I love my sleep. And the finale of the show was like, I stayed up until like 11 p.m. to watch it. And then HBO Max got like fucked up. So it didn't start until like 11:30. And then I had to stay up and watch it and finish like the exit survey for work. And I remember I like wasn't even mad because I was like so into the show. Which is big for me because, again, like,
that is,
I love an huge early bedtime. So
yeah.
I just loved Kate Winslet in it. I thought she was great. I loved the murder. It was very Broadchurch.
Did you like Evan Peters in it?
I did. I did like him in it.
He was great.
You know,
he was really
most
good.
Of it. but yeah, great show.
That is a great show. I would say this is like kind of cheating because I started it last night and it, I think, wasn't released until the like August 31st or something, but only
it's
Murders in the Building.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Only Murders in the Building, which is now on Hulu. The first three episodes are streaming. It's a free advertisement for you, Steve Martin. And it's, I know we have previously talked about it. I think we were like anticipation for these shows and it stars Steve Martin, who also co-created it. Martin Short,
who I love, and Selena Gomez, who I think I was kind of disparaging towards, but honestly, she does a great job. I really like her, and I apologize, Selena. I'm sorry, because you're great in this, and it's just, it's really, it's a fun show, and I think everyone here on this podcast would really like watching it, because it's like them, who they're all really into true crime and true crime podcasts, and so they all start their own true crime podcast, so it's kind of like a
oh, that's really funny.
A little, you commentary on that. Seriously. Yeah. And there's like a murder that's in the building and you learn more and more. And it's just, it's really good. It's funny. It's really like fun and light.
Nice.
So. Okay. I might have to do that. I also picked like a really late one. I started this extremely recently in the name of good podcasting, because I will say my real answer after, but I've been watching Dairy Girls recently, which
I love Dairy Girls.
Not really good. A summer vibe. It's Ireland. It's like overcast. They're like in blazers the whole time, but it's really funny and light. And I've been watching it with my parents. But obviously it's boring to hear me peddle Love Island and Survivor day after day after day, but that is my real answer,
Liz,
I would say.
You should watch their Great British Bake Off episode. They have the Dairy Girls cast on Bake Off and they're so bad.
Shit.
And it's so funny. It is so funny.
Oh my God. Okay, I will. That's really,
really good. It's really good.
Okay. Okay, and lastly, wrapping up the Summer Awards, Summer 2021 MVP. I'm actually going to slip my answer in first because I don't want to end on a bad note. Because I picked LVP because I was kind of disappointed that these two didn't perform in the way that I wanted them to, selfishly. I'm so sorry. My first answer is Lorde. I needed Solar Power to be released 2 months earlier and have like five more bops on them. Wanted it to deliver, and it was really, it did not for me personally.
I agree. It was disappointing.
Wait, was it all released already?
Yeah.
Yes.
I know. Oh, and it also has made no waves, really.
Exactly.
It's not even like just we didn't like it. It just has not given anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And go, then my girl, give us one, nothing, right?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. I know she's like a new mom, but I did want Sophie Turner to have a more fun, more public summer than she did. Not in like a messy drinking way, but just I wanted to see her more and like more of her shenanigans. Felt like she really laid low. I bet she's just like with Joe, like touring. I know the Jonas Brothers has like a lot going on, but I just wanted more. Like, I just really bad. She's so fun. And she was like the person of the summer. I feel like either last year or the summer before, I can't even remember. Yeah. Okay, let's move to the good. Kate, who's your Summer 2021 MVP?
My Summer 2021 MVP, who I think has the potential to carry this right into the fall, is Lil Nas X. He started the summer / spring with release of Montero, Call Me By Your Name, which started just his incredible run of social media and press tour and memes and stripping and performances. And then he released Industry Baby, which just re-upped it again. And he just doesn't miss. And he will at some point, I'm sure, but he hasn't yet. And I think both of his songs have been really fun and really catchy. I think there was a lot of people like, oh, can he actually create like a radio hit, which clearly he can. He's a great celebrity. He's funny. He's great at social media. And then he also is releasing his full album in September. I believe it's September 17th. He just, right before we released this, did a full pregnancy shoot for, I believe, People magazine, where he's like pregnant with the album, which again is just hilarious. And he's just such a good celebrity. And I can't wait for the album. I think he has absolutely ruled this summer, both on social media and on the radio. And I'm very excited for his full album.
That's a good answer.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Amelia, who's your answer?
I, on that kind of note, I think they actually recently did a collab, like only a couple days ago. I mean, collab as in they were photographed together doing stuff, but Lil Nas X and Tony Hawk. I think Tony Hawk came out of nowhere to have the best summer. He's a famous guy. He's a skateboarder, obviously. He recently, within the last couple of years, has celebrated a milestone for his Tony Hawk Pro Skater. I think it celebrated like 20 years. And, you know, I've just only heard very good things about Tony Hawk's Pro Skater game. And I mean, I don't really play video games, but just, you know, I hear that all the time. They're like, oh, yeah, you know, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. Cool, cool, cool. And then he had a big stage on the Olympics. I mean, he didn't participate, but he was there as like a commentator, and you know, they were all like, yeah, Tony Hawk, you know, the best skateboarder alive, blah, blah, blah. And so he was doing that during the summer. And then he appeared in that Avril Lavigne TikTok. It was like her first TikTok, and
right.
It was like, yes, Skater Boy. And then he trended for that. And again, he recently trended because he did this weird like blood thing for a sponsorship. And that's why Lil Nas X got involved. And
right.
Because
he had the shoes with the blood in them, and Tony Hawk had like a skateboard with blood in it. It's
right.
Complicated.
It's very complicated. I mean, yeah, you can Google it. But so, yeah. And I just feel like I've just seen Tony Hawk everywhere, and he seems like a really nice, cool guy. And I'm like, okay, cool. Happy for Tony Hawk. Why not? Yeah.
It feels like every year he has a renaissance, which makes it not a renaissance. But every year I'm like, oh, Tony Hawk's back.
Great. Yes. Sure. Very out of left field picks from you lately. We had the John Travolta love on the last podcast.
Thanks.
We have Tony Hawk on this podcast. I love it. You keep us guessing.
Yeah.
Hey. That's what I'm here for.
New brand of tea time. Okay, that's it. Those are our summer 2021 awards. Congrats to the winners. And I'm very sorry to Sophie Turner and Lord. Thank you so much to Kaya, our producer. I'm Liz Kelly.
I'm Kate Howell.
And I'm Amelia Ludwig.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.